Once again, I'm Father Joe Coikel from the Palatine Fathers Society of the Catholic Apostolate. I am originally from India, now based in Milwaukee. I am here to ask your prayers and financial support for our missions in India and in Africa. First of all, I would like to express my gratitude and thanks to the diocese, Bishop Slattery, and the mission office for giving us this opportunity to come and share about our missions. I'm immensely grateful to your pastor, Father Brian, and also the deacons, Deacon Larry, and also Brother Michael, who has been extremely gracious and hospitable to me, and I can see also that you are a very hospitable and welcoming community. I'm very glad to be here with you to share about our missions, and thank you very much for this opportunity. What I will do is I will just give you a general idea about India, then the Palatines in general, and then about our missions in India and also in Africa. Just to wonder, if you make a comparison, India is just one third of the size of the United States, but population-wise, it is three times. It's about over 1.2 billion. A lot of people, and there are 29 states, and there are 17 official languages, just like any other language, and hundreds of dialects. And if you move from one state to another, another language, another almost another culture. So land of varieties. And there are, majority of the people are Hindus. About 80% of them are Hindus. About 13% are Muslims. And Christians, about 3%. And Christians are mostly centered in the southern region of India, and the north it is scattered, but in the towns and cities, a lot of Christian population, so people migrate. And also Christianity, when you talk about Christianity, there is a very strong tradition which says that Christianity is as old as in the first century itself came to India. There is a tradition which says St. Thomas the Apostle, one of the apostles of Jesus himself, brought Christianity to the southwestern coast of India, a state called Kerala. And there is a very vibrant Catholic population there. There in that state it will be about 35% would be Christians. In fact, I come from that state. And there are a lot of vocations to priesthood and religious life come from that state, and they work all over the world. And economically speaking, India has made a lot of progress over the last 10, 15 years. And in spite of that, a good percentage of the people, I would say about 25-30% of the people, live below the poverty line, which means less than a dollar a day. And in fact, many of our Palatine priests work among these poorest of the poor, you know, giving them some hope and new life and trying to better their situations. And talking about the Palatines in general, this is the religious order congregation of priests and brothers founded by a Roman priest back in 1835. He started this order in Rome, and he had a great vision of the church, which was very much similar to Vatican II, and he was a prophet of that time. He said, the church is, we are all together, the church is not only the hierarchy, but we all form form the church. Therefore, the responsibility belongs to all of us. Responsibility of building the kingdom of God, spreading God's love and mercy, it belongs to all. We need to join hands and work together for the mission of the church. And then he called everyone to be an apostle, to be apostles of God's love and mercy. And his motto was to revive faith, to rekindle charity, and be apostles of the love and mercy of God. And that has not changed yet. You know, it is still our Christian call to share the love of God, the mercy of God, and spread the kingdom of God. And he used to say that everyone, that you are an apostle. No matter where you are and what you do, you can be an apostle. He would say even as simple as, can you pray? Then do so, then you are being an apostle. Or can you give good example? Then do so, then you are being an apostle. Or can you help your neighbor in their need? Or support one another? Can you use your gifts and talents at the service of others? Then you are being an apostle. And I think that gives a new spin to our ordinary chores that we do. When you do it with a sense of mission and with love, it becomes our apostolate, something to take home for our day-to-day practical life. Now, the first Palatines, how the Palatines came to India. Three missionaries from Germany came back in 1951, and they opened a mission in the central part of India, the Madhya Pradesh, in a very remote interior region. I mentioned about the poor people live, and they opened a mission there, and there was great need to offer the basic necessities of life. You know, they started with, you know, providing them food, clothing, shelter, and medical facilities. And, you know, there was illnesses like malaria, tuberculosis was very common, and people even used to die of snake bites. And the cities or the hospitals are very far away. By the time they commute these people, sick people, 20, 25 miles, you know, people are dead. So there were a lot of dire need there, and the missionaries started there, opened their mission there, and with the help of some nuns, they opened a clinic. And the children were also not going to school. They were just wandering through the here and there, not going to school. The parents would say that if they go to school, how do they fill their stomach? You know, they have to go grazing cows or goats, or fend for themselves in the forest, collect some fruits, or work doing some cultivation. So the missionaries had the challenge to, you know, set up some boarding school to educate these children. And also the people were very open to the faith, and also to sharing their faith, speaking about Jesus and God's love for them. And that is so in small beginnings. And gradually they began to also to spread to other parts of the country. And the different things they did is, you know, the schools, opening schools. And then also they began to recruit local vocations. They needed manpower. So they began to go to other states. That's how they came to Kerala, also recruiting new members. So they began to train them. For that they need to set up seminaries. So from small beginnings, now within the last, just I want to summarize, within the last 65 years, God has blessed us, and we have been able to grow and reach out to many peoples. Now, we have now, what we basically do is we work in mission parishes, you know, open missions, and many dioceses invite us for open their missions, because one of our special charism is to train lay people to be apostles. So many of the bishops invite us to open parishes or laity training centers, so that, you know, to make aware of the apostolic call of all. So we have been working in about 40 dioceses out of the 100, and I would say 49 dioceses, and we have also working in about 14 dioceses, 14 states out of the 29 states, and we have got almost over 100 parishes where our Palatines serve. And then we have got several schools, orphanages, and boarding schools, training centers, and we have also a couple of colleges, and where we educate, also provide education. And we are also involved in organizing women for self-employment programs, then very many other charitable activities. Now, within this last 65 years, we have more than 350 Indian Palatine priests working in different parts of India as well as in many parts of the world. So God has blessed us. All this was possible because people like you have generously supported, partnered with us and support our missionary endeavors. And 7-8 years ago we started a mission in the northeastern part of India, where Arunachal Pradesh, it is a bordering China. And this is a very mountainous terrain, very difficult place. And even my own nephew, who is a Palatine priest, worked there. And very challenging area. But the good news is that people are very open to the gospel, to the good news of Jesus. So very vibrant community. And recently we sent a priest there to a community where they did not have priest for the last 12 years. But they kept alive their faith. And you know, there is always new hope. And there, and in that, in fact, that mission was started by one of our priests who was in his 70s, and he was so enthusiastic. And about 11 of our priests are working in that very remote area. They have to walk a lot even to make a phone call, you know, very mountain. And sometimes the rainy season, the roads get washed away, and you know, they are held up. So, but there is a lot of scope there. Of growth, and so we work there. And then we have also a mission in Zambia. Four of our Indian priests are working two parishes and 8 substations. In fact, I visited our mission there in Zambia last March, and I was so much touched by the scope and faith of the people. A church like this, it was full of people and very dynamic and actively involved. And they come and practice for choir and things, you know, during the week, and very much lot of groups, very much, you know, very prospective area. Well, there is the great need is also, Zambia is a place very much afflicted by AIDS, and there are a lot of orphan children, and many of them we take care of them and offer them, you know, education. And many of our young people, you know, they have no hope. They say that anyhow we are going to die within 30 or 35 years, and you know, what is there to look forward to? You know, to gather these young people, to bring them some hope and new life. You know, that is our priest are struggling to do that. We are also going to build a school there, and also possibly a boarding to educate the children. And it's very promising area. And some of the churches, they have mission substations. They are simple shacks, you know, mud houses which they use as a church. You know, there is a need to build churches and also educate children and also to offer basic, support for their day-to-day life. And also their priest also taking care of one of the prisons there. There are 600 inmates there in that prison. And our priests go there every month and celebrate Mass. In fact, I was privileged to celebrate Mass in that prison, high security prison while I was there. And I was so much touched by the openness of those prisoners there. About 150, 200 people were there for that Mass. It was a very wonderful experience. And so these are, and we have also, I did not mention about, we have 3 minor seminaries in India to about 100 students, youngsters are being trained in their way to priesthood. And in our major seminary, Theologate, this year there are 120 theology students being trained, you know, on the path to priesthood. And these are all huge financial commitment. And in fact, the good news is that some of our schools in India sponsor, and some of the parishes sponsor some of our mission areas. Otherwise, we would not be able to survive. And still, we depend upon foreign contributions and look forward to it. And that's why I am here also to ask your prayers as well as your financial support. And we have been able to make a difference in the life of so many people. And it is for me such a joy when I go back home to India for vacation. I visit some of these missions where I work. You know, there are so much growth has taken place, and it's so beautiful, to fulfilling to see children whom we have educated in good positions and also very active in the life of the community and the church. You know, it is such a joy to see that. And we have been able to make a difference because, you know, people have partnered with us. You know, some of the places, those days, even in my seminary days, I have walked 15, 20, 25 miles to reach those missions and spend the summer vacation time working with those poor people. You know, now there are roads, so much development has taken place because we have started something. And, you know, you can make a difference, you know, with your little contributions that you make. You know, simple contribution at $20 will feed an orphan child for a week, or $50 or $75 can feed the education, pay the educational fee for a child for 2 or 3 months. You know, all these are possible. And I believe, you know, supporting, according to our ability is an expression of our faith and an expression of our gratitude to God for the many blessings that God has blessed us with. You know, everything is a blessing, and can we be a blessing to others, you know. And this is a great opportunity. And I was told that you are a wonderful community, welcoming as well as very generous. And I certainly count on your generosity. And for your practical information, there are some envelopes at your pews you will find. And you can use them if you would like. And in case you did not come prepared this weekend, you can take one envelope home and put in your contribution and bring it back and give to the pastor. Usually the money goes to your diocese, and then afterwards they send us the check. And when you are writing the check, write in the name of this church. You know, the envelope, the direction is given there. So once again, I want to thank you for your hospitality and for your great generosity. I assure you my prayers for you, for your family, and for your community. May God bless you. Thank you.